8. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi. Do you know where I can find the editor?
Yes, but she's not available right now. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'm a first-year journalism major, and I've been taking this class, Intro to Journalism, with Professor Woodward. He's a really cool guy, and the class is super interesting. So I was talking to him after class the other day, and I told him that I want to become a journalist. My goal is to write for the New York Times someday. Anyway, we were talking, and he said that I need to get some experience. Build up a portfolio, you know? So he suggested that I try to write freelance for the school paper. I thought that sounded like a great idea, because, you know, I used to write for my school paper in high school, so that's why I'm here. You guys are the school newspaper, and I want to see if I can get a job with you.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Let me explain something. We do work with freelance writers, but we can't pay non-staffers.
Yeah, but if I write for the paper, I'm staff, right? That's how it was in my high school, except we didn't really get paid, but this is college.
No, not exactly. That's not how it works here. The way it works is like this. Right now, the paper only has a budget for 5 paid positions. That's our entire staff, 5 people, and that includes the editors, writers, and a photographer. We're all part-time, but we manage somehow to get it all done. Anyone else who works for us, writing, taking pictures, drawing cartoons, does so freelance. And for the purposes of our budget, they are considered non-staffers. We can't pay them. I'm sorry, that's just how it is.
Oh, bummer. So much for that plan. I'm not sure what I'm going to do now.
Wait, don't get me wrong. We need freelance writers big time. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I'm sure the editor would love to talk to you about working with us. She just needs to see some writing samples that show what you are capable of. Then, if she thinks you can handle it, she can get you started writing 1 or 2 articles a week.
Yeah, but I need a job. I need to earn some money. My parents are helping me out with tuition and housing, but I have to use my own money for books and clothes, CDs, going out, you know, stuff like that.
I completely understand that. But why don't you give it a try, writing freelance for us? You can get some experience and build up your portfolio in the process. And most importantly, if you stick around for a while writing with us, there is bound to be a staff position that will open up. If you become staff, we can pay you. That's actually how I got hired. Sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Gina. I write most of the sports articles.
Cool. I've read your stuff. I'm Alex.
I started out writing freelance, first covering student government, and then I got into reporting on the budget. Ugh, that was not my thing. Yeah, it was tough at first, but I learned a lot. And then when one of the senior writers graduated, I got hired. And it just happened that he was the sports writer, and I love writing about sports. This is my last year. I love it. The job's part-time, but it's a great place to work. Sure I can't get you to reconsider?
Did you say you needed help with sports?
We'd love some help.
Right on.
Let's get you set up with an appointment to talk with Martha. How does Friday morning look for you?
Anytime before 11. I have class then.
Here, I'll leave her a note that you'll stop by at 10. Oh, and don't forget to bring some writing samples.
Will do.
1. Based on information from the conversation, indicate whether or not each statement is a reason the student gives for wanting to work for the school newspaper. Place a check mark in the correct box.